This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump visited shooting victims in hospitals in the U.S. states of Ohio and Texas Wednesday. The president also visited with first responders in the cities of Dayton and El Paso and stayed away from the sites of the mass shooting attacks where lone gunmen killed 31 people. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
We had an amazing day.
President Donald Trump visited Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas Wednesday, just days after two shooting attacks left 31 dead and dozens more wounded. In El Paso, the president spoke with reporters after he and First Lady Melania Trump visited University Medical Center.
We met with numerous people. We met with also the doctors, the nurses, the medical staff. They have done an incredible job.
The president then met with El Paso first responders.
The job you've done is incredible, and everybody's talking about it.
There were anti-Trump protests in both cities. I'm Mike Gracia.
Pakistan says it is expelling India's high commissioner to Islamabad. This comes just hours after downgrading diplomatic and trade ties with New Delhi for stripping the disputed Kashmir region of its special status. The foreign ministry said in a brief announcement the Indian government has also been informed that Pakistan will not be sending its high commissioner designate to India. Thousands marched in Caracas, Venezuela, Wednesday. These Venezuelans marching in support of disputed President Nicolas Maduro 2 days after the United States imposed the toughest sanctions yet on Venezuela. Some accused President Trump of wanting to get his hands on the country. The Trump administration has banned all U.S. companies and individuals from doing business with the Maduro government as part of U.S. pressure to drive him from power. This is VOA News. U.S. federal agents arrested nearly 700 undocumented migrants in raids on food processing plants in the U.S. state of Mississippi Wednesday. It's the largest such operation in the U.S. in 10 years. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
An official with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says search warrants have been executed at seven locations across Mississippi, targeting several companies. They include the Morton plant, a poultry producer, Cook Foods. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says owners and employees have been targeted in a federal criminal investigation. The Associated Press witnessed dozens of agents ready to process the workers inside a military facility in Flowood, Mississippi, with seven lines, one for each location. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is still hoping to hold another round of nuclear talks with North Korea, despite the country's recent missile tests. He said the U.S. is closely watching the North Koreans, but that planning is continuing for a new round of negotiations to begin in a couple of weeks.
We are planning for negotiations in a couple of weeks, and we anticipate the two teams getting back together. We hope that they can achieve this, not just for the United States and North Korea, but for the entire world.
He pointed out that recent tests were short-range missiles, but North Korea was testing long-range rockets and nuclear weapons when President Trump came into office. Pompeo's comments Wednesday came a day after he returned from a trip to Asia, during which he unsuccessfully sought to meet with a senior North Korean official. Six members of the special forces being held hostage by supporters of former Kyrgyz president Almazbek Atambayev have been released. RFERL correspondents at Atambayev's residential compound Thursday said that they saw the transfer of the hostages to police. They said all six were taken away from the area in the same vehicle. Tensions remain high a day after elite security forces failed to arrest the 62-year-old who faced five counts of criminally abusing his office when he was Kyrgyzstan's president from 2011 to 2017. Atambayev rejects the charges and remains at his housing. Puerto Rico swore in a new governor Wednesday, hours after the island's Supreme Court ruled that the last governor assumed office unconstitutionally. Wanda Vasquez will replace Pedro Pierluisi, who had been sworn in on August 2nd. Vasquez is the third person to hold the governorship in a week. Disgraced former governor Ricardo Rosello resigned last week after days of protests. We have more for you on VOANews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.